flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Buffalo Bills GM, he came out yesterday, Clinton. He said, just like last year, I don't expect us being the Bills, even after how this year ended, get to the AFC Championship game, thinking they had a chance to win it all. I don't expect us to be big spenders. And you look at their team, you're like, we saw what Baltimore did. Baltimore lost, and they said, hell, we're going to go get Derrick Henry. We're going to try to make some moves. He said, I don't expect us to be big spenders. And it just made me kind of think about this with the Texans. You think the Texans should be big spenders? You think the Texans in this offseason, as you've talked about it, hey, they're still in that window of you don't have to pay your quarterback yet. They still have that other year, that one more year of, well, even more than one more year would it just be an extension. But they're still in that place of, we don't got to pay our quarterback yet. You look at their needs, offensive line, obviously, wide receiver, backup running back, interior defensive line. Do you think they should kind of chill back and not be big spenders in the offseason?
Well, I mean, you got to define big, but I think they got to spend aggressively. I mean,
you think there's a splash player?
Oh, yeah.
They need?
Yeah. An interior offensive lineman, like one of the best in the game. Like preferably one that comes in with a chip on his shoulder of, hey guys, everybody needs to get on my level or we're gonna have problems, type of leader, whether it's a center or a guard, or multiple, right? I mean, yeah, I think you've got to fix your offensive line. You this absolutely 100% have to fix your offensive line. Now, are they gonna be as big as spenders as they were last year when you brought in arguably the top defensive end edge rusher on the market, the top three running back on the market, a top receiver on the market, a top middle linebacker on the market, are they going to be that aggressive and literally? No, I don't think so. But they absolutely have to get aggressive and have to spend money fixing the interior offensive line. You can't throw draft picks at the offensive line. Like we've seen them second round pick with Fisher. We've seen them first round pick with Kenyon Green. We've seen them second round pick with Juice Scruggs. We've seen big money free agent that Nick Caserio has experience with Shaq Mason. Like they have to go get like just lock, stock and barrel dudes. One for sure, if not two, in the middle of this offensive line, the absolute first and foremost, they got to get that done. Now, there's some other positions where they've got to address some things. I think you can throw a high draft pick at a running back and give him some time and hope. I think you can throw a high draft pick at a receiver and ask him to, or a tight end. Good call. I think you could throw a top draft pick at the interior defensive line and plug him into these dudes that exceeded expectations, big time, played at or above their ceiling all year long as a, let's say, a top three defensive lineman in the rotation. I think you can throw draft picks at a couple of these positions, and if it's not a grand slam, if they're just good players and can contribute right away, you're cool. the interior offensive line, you can't throw draft picks at it and hope they're just good players. Like, you gotta
have an impact that gotta be day one impact.
You gotta go get meeting room changing, identity changing, culture changing types of dudes. At least one of them, if not two. You absolutely have to. Again, or you can just waste the next 2 years of CJ Stroud's rookie contract with subpar protection and hope it works out. Like, this is the time in a quarterback's career, and this is the luxury of getting the quarterback right immediately, is you can go spend the additional $40 to $50 million that you're going to have to pay CJ Stroud. You can go spend some of that on the offensive line. They got to do it, man. They got to fix it. They're flat out not going to compete with the best of the best if they can't protect the quarterback better than what they did.
Now, one thing we do know is they're eligible to break off Derek Stingley, which they're going to have to do.
We'll have to.
But like someone just texted in and said, the Texans don't have enough room under the cap to be big spenders. Let me tell you something, and I've told you this, and I will continue to say this. The cap isn't real. It can be manipulated. Go look at the team in the Super Bowl for the NFC. They've got a high-paid quarterback. They've signed their receivers, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a high-paid offensive line.
The best running back in the league.
They had all of that before they went and gave Saquon Barkley, I think, the highest contract a running back's got.
And don't they have a defensive end that's not playing for him right now? Or they traded him?
Traded him.
They traded him to the Jets.
But, I mean, they got some dudes on that side making money, right? And then they, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, who have a bunch of guys, a high-paid quarterback making money. They went at Derrick Henry. They went and made some additions to their team. So you can make some additions, especially when you don't have the quarterback to pay. The one thing that I think is big for them is, like, when you think of break-the-bank positions, I think in terms of having impact guys, I think they're in some positions and some spaces where they can pay solid money to get really good return, right? Like offensive line, especially interior, right? Guards and centers aren't as high prices if you needed we need a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
Like, we need a number one receiver, man, or, man, we need a quarterback. You know, it's not like that. Interior D-line, it could get pricey if you're talking about Jeffrey Simmons or Chris Jones or anything like that. But even just to get somebody that's an impact starting caliber player is somebody that you can probably get away with without having to, you know, pay one of the top 10 contracts in all of the sport, you know, that or non-quarterback or something like that. So I do think they're in positions that they greatly need that can be fixed and can be paid for with decent money and decent contracts. They're not in need for just huge stuff. Like, it'd be a tough one if you didn't have Nico and you need a bona fide one. Like the Chargers probably need a bona fide one. That's a different place that you're in. You've got your rushers, your edge rushers that are big. You've got your corners that are big price things. I think they're in a place where they can still be aggressive and they don't have to just spend huge amount of money because of the positions that they need.
Agreed.
Like, you can get a guard. Like, they should be able to say, to hell with it, we're going to go and spend money for the best guard out there. And it's not going to be anywhere near what you would have to pay for a number one receiver or a corner or a quarterback or anything like that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.